the next sentence, no, the third sentence, dedicated, no, it's actually in the second sentence. His work is his spiritual practice and his activism. That's the sentence that I was after. How does that manifest for you, having poetry as a spiritual practice?
My goal before I die is for everyone in my intimate circle to know that my one wish is for every individual to wake up from their reactionary state. So I consider myself a Buddhist, and I don't subscribe to any certain kind of Buddhism, except that I believe that we will be a healthier planet and a species if we wake up. So I use poetry and teaching in all the mediums in my life to do that.
Yeah. I just did an interview a couple of weeks ago with Jason Wirth, who's written a book about Gary Snyder's Mounds and Rivers, about Snyder's use of Dogen, and about our ecological crisis right now on the planet. And he said that our ecological crisis represents the poverty of our practice.
Yeah.
So one of my spiritual practices is to wake up and journal, to draw a rune every day, do my prayers, divinations, and to then do yoga. That's how it manifests. And, you know, the writing part is the largest part of that. Trying to make sense of the previous day, what happened, my reaction to things, how that could have been better, or what was good about that, my loved ones and what have you. That's a little bit about how, you know, writing also a spiritual practice for me. How is your daily life of writing as a spiritual practice played out?
It's very similar. I write down about 5 to 10 sentences every day, and I reflect on those. And then I actually think that for me personally, if I can get the body settled, that I make better choices with my mind. So I also do a crystal chakra cleanse every evening. And that way I wake up as a more calm body so that my mind can settle into that. And then for poetry, I always write the thing that's the most itchy for me.
Itchy?
Yeah. When I first started writing poetry, I just wanted to write odes. And then I think when I opened up that suppression is when I became interested in the things that were triggering for me.
There's a poem from your book that has a great line that I highlighted. Maybe read the poem. We can discuss the line if you like. And maybe you can talk about the degree of itchiness in this.
Yeah, okay. I know that my body is crooked. I know that I am an immigrant in my body. Every time I tell someone who I am is another moment I feel guilty, because the singular self is a lie. I know I should use and know my body, or else it will hurt, but everything always hurts.
Singular self is a lie. That's something that I picked up that suggested the Buddhism was probably right on, and the other things we talked about. But I'm an immigrant in my body.
Yeah.
Is that an itchy line?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And particularly when writing it. It's the same as meditation. Like, when you realize that you're getting caught, or you realize you're getting reactionary, but you don't yet have the tools or the wisdom to make a different choice. So when I was writing this, I could tell that something was misaligned, but I wasn't yet at the point to have the courage to align them in my world. So that's hard. Also, I didn't want to get pigeonholed. You know, I think my mom and my dad are big roles in the story of my transition. And I didn't want all the associations that my mom had with men to be on me. And so I was really afraid to tell her I'm a man, because I didn't want her to forget that I can't erase my personal history. You know, like, I still have all that magic and knowing
If I could see the book.
Yeah,
again.
You want to see?
Yeah, I bookmarked a few different things to read. There's another one, another line here, another short poem. And as I read these poems and as I hear what you said about your practice of writing down 10 sentences, I can see easily how those sentences may have been the base to something like this.